Section 4. Safe driving tips. No driver manual can teach you how to operate a vehicle or be a safe driver. Driving requires skills you can only gain through instruction and practice. The following offers some basic driving information. Starting. Check the vehicle owner's manual to determine the best way to start the vehicle. Make sure the parking brake is on before you start the vehicle. If the vehicle has a manual transmission, it must not be in gear. In most vehicles, the clutch must be depressed. For a vehicle that has an automatic transmission, you must have the shift selector in park. Accelerating. Accelerate gradually and smoothly. Starting too fast can cause your wheels to spin, particularly on slippery surfaces, and cause the vehicle to slide. With a manual shift vehicle, practice using the clutch and accelerator so the engine does not over-rev or stall when accelerating or shifting gears. Steering. Place your hands on opposite sides of the steering wheel, left hand between 8 and 9 o'clock and right hand between 3 and 4 o'clock. This position is comfortable and on high-speed roads, allows you to make turns without taking your hands off the wheel. It also positions your hands out of the way of the airbag. Leaning against the door, putting your elbow out the window, or driving with one hand can keep you from reacting quickly in an emergency. Look well down the road, at least 15 seconds, and look to both sides of the road in the rear, not just at the road in front of your vehicle. Look for traffic situations where you will need to steer before you get to them. Being aware of line of sight blockages that may conceal a pedestrian, bicyclist, or another vehicle. A driver can look in, under and around parked cars for feet, wheels, shadows, and movement. When looking far enough ahead, it allows you to see all potential situations before they create a surprise. This way, you have time to steer smoothly and safely. When turning sharp corners, turn the steering wheel using the hand-over-hand technique. When you complete a turn, straighten out the steering wheel by hand. Letting it slip through your fingers could be dangerous. Speeding and speed limits. Speeding is defined as traveling above the posted speed limit or too fast for conditions. Heavy rain, snow or ice on the roadway, or limited visibility due to fog are a few examples of conditions when you may need to adjust your speed below the posted speed limit to drive safely. If you speed, you are substantially increasing injury and fatality risk for yourself and for others on the road. Speeding is a factor in nearly 40% of all traffic fatalities in Washington. The best way to avoid speeding is to know your speed and the speed limit. Check the speedometer often. People are not very good at judging how fast they are going. It is easy to be traveling much faster than you think. This is especially true when you leave high-speed roads and are driving on much slower local roads. Be prepared to accelerate, decelerate, slow down, or stop based on traffic, traffic control devices, or other road conditions. Obey speed limit signs. They are there for your safety. Speed limits, unless otherwise posted, are 20 miles per hour in school zones, 25 miles per hour on streets of cities and towns, 50 miles per hour on county roads, 60 miles per hour on state highways. Parts of interstate highways may be posted with higher maximum speeds. Stopping. Be alert and aware of the traffic conditions around your vehicle and along your intended path of travel. Stopping suddenly is dangerous and usually points to a driver who was not paying attention. Developing an awareness of how to stop safely in traffic is a valuable skill to have. When you brake quickly, you could skid and lose control of your vehicle. You also make it harder for drivers behind you to stop without hitting you. Try to avoid sudden stops by scanning ahead well in advance. Most collisions happen when someone wasn't aware of the changes in traffic around them. The sooner you begin the braking process, the more time you have to control the situation. By slowing down or changing lanes, you may not have to stop at all, and if you do, you can make a more gradual and safer stop. Seeing well. Most of what you do while driving depends on what you see. To be a good driver, you need to see well. You must not drive with more than three people in the front seat if it blocks your view or interferes with your control of the vehicle. The single biggest contributor to collisions is failing to see what is happening. You must look down the road, to the sides, and behind your vehicle and be alert for unexpected events. At night, or when weather conditions diminish your vision, use your headlights. You must be alert to what is going on around you. Many collisions occur because drivers do not pay enough attention to their driving. In many collisions with motorcyclists, bicyclists, and pedestrians, drivers reported that they were looking but did not see them. Distracted driving. Distracted driving is any activity that takes a person's attention away from the primary task of driving, sometimes referred to as inattentional blindness. All distractions endanger the driver, passengers, and others who share the road, including pedestrians. Some distractions could include using a personal electronic device, eating or drinking, talking to passengers, grooming, reading, including maps and navigation systems, watching a video while driving, adjusting vehicle controls. While some of these aren't against the law on their own, you should still recognize how these behaviors may impact your driving and could cause you to violate a traffic law. A law enforcement officer may stop and ticket you for violating the distracted driving law. The minimum fine for violating one or more of these restrictions is $124 and can be more if you cause a crash. Second, and all subsequent violations are subject to have the fine doubled. Dangerously distracted driving is when a driver is engaged in any activity not related to the actual operation of a motor vehicle in a manner that interferes with the safe of vehicle on any highway. A law enforcement officer may also include a violation for dangerously distracted driving as secondary action when a driver of a motor vehicle has been stopped for a suspected violation for a separate traffic infraction. Personal electronic devices. Any use of a personal electronic device while driving is especially dangerous. This is why Washington state law restricts the use of personal electronic devices when driving. Personal electronic devices includes, but is not limited to, a cell phone, tablet, laptop, two-way messaging device, or electronic game. Using a personal electronic device in your hand, both hands, or held to your ear to compose, send, read, view, access, browse, transmit, save, or retrieve email, text messages, instant messages, photographs, or other electronic data while operating a motor vehicle is against the law. However, these activities may be permissible. Reporting illegal activity. Summoning medical or other emergency help. Preventing injury to a person or property. Operating an authorized emergency vehicle. Relaying information between a transit or for-hire operator and that operator's dispatcher using a device permanently affixed to the vehicle. Using a voice-operated global positioning or navigation system permanently affixed to the vehicle and that allows the user to send or receive messages without diverting visual attention from the road or engaging the use of either hand. Other activities that may be permissible are operating a tow truck responding to a disabled vehicle. Operating a citizen's band or two-way radio, or an amateur radio under a Federal Communications Commission license. The minimal use of a finger to activate, deactivate, or initiate function of the device is permissible. A hands-free device can also be an acceptable alternative. Drivers with an instruction permit or intermediate license cannot use any wireless communication device, regardless if handheld or hands-free, while driving unless in an emergency situation. Other distracted driving laws. No person is allowed to operate a motor vehicle with equipment capable of receiving a television broadcast when the moving images are visible to the driver while the motor vehicle is on a public road. An exemption is provided for live video of the motor vehicle backing up. Do not drive with head or earphones that cover or go in your ears. These are illegal in Washington and many other states and make it hard to hear emergency horns or sirens. This law does not apply to motorcyclists wearing a helmet with built-in headsets or earphones or to hands-free cellular phone systems. Collisions and roadside activity. Do not slow down to look at a collision or other roadside activity, as it could result in your own. If you take your eyes off the road to look at something, you could run into a vehicle ahead that has slowed or stopped. This also can increase congestion. When you pass these roadside activities, keep your eyes on the road and get past them as soon and as safely as you can. You can avoid distracted driving by remembering the 5 D's. Driving while distracted is dangerous, deceptive, destructive, disabling, deadly. Scanning. To be a good driver, you must know what is happening around your vehicle. You must look ahead, to the sides, and behind the vehicle. Scanning helps you to see problems ahead, vehicles and people that may be in the road by the time you reach them, signs warning of problems ahead, and signs giving you directions. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Tilde NHTSA tilde. More than 80% of all crashes can be avoided if drivers have one additional second of time to react. The average driver looks only 3 to 5 seconds ahead of the car. If you scan at least 15 seconds ahead, you are able to gather critical information earlier and respond sooner to problems and hazards. Look ahead. In order to avoid last-minute braking or the need to turn suddenly, you should look well down the road. By looking well ahead and being ready to stop or change lanes if needed, you can drive more safely, save on fuel, help keep traffic moving at a steady pace, and allow yourself time to see better around your vehicle and along the side of the road. This will also help you to steer straight with less weaving. To give you a clearer picture of what lies ahead of your vehicle, scan for stopped or moving traffic, red or green lights, if the road is curving to the left, right, or cresting a hill. Safer drivers tend to look at least 15 seconds ahead of their vehicle. Judging space or distances in seconds is important for drivers. The ability to measure distances in seconds will help drivers solve problems from farther away, control their approach to intersections, curves, stop traffic, traffic controls, judge for gaps, time turns, and help create open space when following others. How far is 15 seconds ahead? It is the distance that your vehicle will travel in 15 seconds. How do you know how many seconds you are looking ahead? Practice judging the space your vehicle will travel in seconds by following these steps. 1. Guess where you think 15 seconds ahead is. 2. Pick out a marker such as a road sign, mailbox, or telephone pole and then spacing counting. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000 etc. until you reach the marker. 3. Taking a guess, before you count, helps you develop the ability to make accurate assessments of the space your vehicle will travel in seconds. 4. Accuracy will improve the more you practice this method. You can be a safer driver by looking well ahead. You can avoid the need to stop or turn quickly. The less you have to stop or turn quickly, the less likely you are to run into someone or have someone run into you. By looking well ahead, you can save on fuel. Every time you have to stop quickly, it takes time and fuel to get your vehicle back up to speed. A gradual approach into a stop situation puts you in a win-win situation. You will use the least amount of fuel, you will put the least amount of wear in your tires and braking system, and you have the best opportunity to control the traffic to your rear. Most of all, you will be developing a good habit that will eventually occur even when you don't think about it. Traffic would flow more smoothly if everyone looked well ahead. Making driving changes before the last moment gives drivers behind you more time to react. The earlier you act, the less often someone behind you has to react quickly to your vehicle. By scanning ahead, you can assess the problems and hazards your intended path of travel may create and choose the best actions, such as changing lanes or adjusting your speed, to achieve the lowest degree of risk. Look to the sides, as other vehicles, pedestrians, or bicyclists may cross or enter your path anytime, most often within a 4-second range. Look to the sides to make sure no one is coming. This is especially true at intersections and railroad crossings. When a driver gets within 4 seconds of potential crossing or intersection, it is time to evaluate the decision that was made at the 15-second range. There is time for the driver to evaluate whether it is still the best decision for speed control, lane positioning, and communications. Intersections. Any place where two or more roads come together. They can be any shape, controlled with lights and/or signs, or uncontrolled. Every intersection has a higher potential for collision. Conflicts can occur to the right, left, front, or rear of you. You should actively scan every intersection and be ready to adjust speed, lane position, or both before entering that space. Intersections include cross streets, roundabouts, calming circles, side streets, driveways, and shopping center, are parking lot entrances. Over 30% of all the crashes that take place in the United States each year occur at intersections. Before you enter an intersection, always look to the left and right for vehicles, pedestrians, or bicyclists. Just because you have the right of way, does not mean that you will be given the right of way. If stopped, look to the left and right before you start moving. If stopped, before crossing an intersection, ensure there is space to cross completely, so that you do not block the intersection if you have to stop. Before you turn left or right across oncoming traffic, turn on your signal at least 100 feet ahead and look for a safe gap in the traffic. Check the street you are turning into to make sure that no vehicles, pedestrians, or bicyclists are in or approaching your path. If you are on a street with a bicycle lane, Check behind you for oncoming bicyclists and yield to them before making your turn. They may be moving toward you faster than you realize. Be sure you have time to execute the turn safely. After stopping, you may turn right on red unless prohibited. You may also turn left from a one-way or two-way street into a one-way street unless prohibited. Do not rely on traffic signals or signs to tell you that no one will be crossing in front of you. Some drivers do not obey traffic signals or signs. At an intersection, look left and right even if other traffic has a red light or a stop sign. This is especially important just after the light has turned green. This is when people on the cross street are most likely to hurry through the intersection before the light changes to red. Make sure you can clearly see crossing traffic before entering an intersection. If you were stopped and your view of a cross street is blocked, edge forward slowly until you can see. By moving forward slowly, crossing drivers can see the front of your vehicle before you can see them. This gives them a chance to slow down and warn you if needed. Whenever there is a lot of activity along the side of the road, there is a good chance that someone will cross or enter the road. Therefore, it is very important to look to the sides, looking within that 4-second range. When you are near shopping centers, parking lots, construction areas, busy sidewalks, playgrounds, parks, and schoolyards. Railroad crossings. As you approach a railroad crossing, slow down and look up and down the tracks to make sure a train is not coming. If you are not sure it is safe to cross the tracks, turn your radio down or off, stop talking, put the window down, and look and listen for a train. Never start to cross until the traffic clears ahead. Wait until there is room on the far side so you will not have to stop on the tracks. At crossings with more than one track, wait until the passing train is well down the track before starting to cross. A train that just passed may hide another train behind it. Look behind. Besides watching traffic ahead of you, check traffic behind you. You need to check more often when traffic is heavy. This is the only way you will know if someone is following too closely or coming up too fast and will give you time to do something about it, like change lanes, tap on the brakes, speed up, or slow down. It is very important to look for vehicles behind you when you change lanes, turn across a bicycle lane, slow down, back up, or are driving down a long or steep hill. Changing lanes. Before changing lanes, you must check to ensure there are no vehicles in the lane you want to enter. This means you must check for traffic to the side, behind your vehicle, and in your blind spots before you change lanes. Changing lanes includes changing from one lane to another, merging onto a roadway from an entrance ramp, and entering the roadway from the curb or shoulder. When changing lanes, you should turn on your turn signal in the direction you are moving. Look in your rearview and side mirrors. Make sure there are no vehicles in the lane you want to enter. Make sure that nobody is about to pass you. Look over your shoulder in the direction you plan to move. Be sure no one is near the rear corners of your vehicle. These areas are blind spots because you cannot see them through your mirrors. You must turn your head and look to see vehicles, bicyclists, or pedestrians in your blind spot. Check quickly. Do not take your eyes off the road ahead. For more than an instant, traffic ahead of you could stop suddenly while you are checking traffic to the sides, rear, or over your shoulder. Also, use your mirrors to check traffic while you are preparing to change lanes, merge, or pull onto the roadway. This method will allow you to keep an eye on vehicles ahead of you at the same time. Check your blind spot for traffic before you change lanes. Look several times, if you need to, but not for too long a period at any one time. You must keep track of what traffic is doing in front of you and in the lane you are entering. Check the far lane. Be sure to check the far lane, if there is one. Someone in that lane may be planning to move into the same lane you want to enter. Check for other road users. Remember, there are other road users such as motorcyclists, bicyclists, and pedestrians that are harder to see than cars and trucks. Be especially alert when you are entering the roadway from a curb or driveway. Large trucks, or commercial vehicles, have a longer stopping distance than that of a standard vehicle. It is important that you leave extra space between the commercial vehicle and the merge position of your vehicle in case the commercial vehicle needs to stop suddenly. Before attempting to merge in front of a commercial vehicle, it is recommended that one car length of space for every 10 miles of speed be used. Slowing down. You must check behind your vehicle whenever you slow down. This is very important when you slow down quickly or at points where a following driver would not expect you to slow down, such as driveways or parking spaces. Backing up. Backing is performed on a daily basis and oftentimes in crowded areas such as parking lots or busy streets. Here are some tips that will help you. Check behind your vehicle before you get in. Children or small objects are difficult to see from the driver's seat. Place your right arm on the back of the seat and turn around so you can look directly through the rear window. Do not depend solely on your rear view or side mirrors to help you see directly behind your vehicle. Back slowly. Your vehicle is much harder to steer while you are backing. You must stop before backing across a sidewalk or into a street. Look left, right, and yield to any pedestrians, bicyclists, or vehicles. Whenever possible, use a person outside the vehicle to help you back. Driving downhill. Check your mirrors when you are going down hills or mountain roads. Vehicles often build up speed going downhill. Be prepared to adjust or slow your speed and be alert for large trucks and buses that may be going too fast. Use your lights. By law, your vehicle's headlights must be turned on from a half hour after sunset until a half hour before sunrise. Lights must also be on any time conditions make it difficult to see people or other vehicles. Here are some things you can do that will help you see better. Use your high beams whenever there are no oncoming vehicles. High beams let you see twice as far as low beams. It is important to use high beams on unfamiliar roads, in construction areas, or where there may be people along the side of the road. Dim your high beams whenever you come within 500 feet of an oncoming vehicle. Use your low beams when following 300 feet or less behind another vehicle. Use the low beams in fog or when it is snowing or raining hard. Light from high beams will reflect back, causing glare and making it difficult to see ahead. Some vehicles have fog lights that you should also use under these conditions. If a vehicle comes toward you with high beams on, look away from the headlights and toward the right side of the road until the car has passed. This will keep you from being blinded by the other vehicle's headlights and allow you to see enough of the edge of the road to stay on course. Do not try to get back at the other driver by keeping your bright lights on. If you do, both of you may be blinded. Letting others know you are there. Collisions often happen because one driver does not see another driver or when one driver does something the other driver does not expect. It is important that drivers let other road users know they are there and what they plan to do. Communicate your intentions by using your headlights, brake lights, horn, emergency signals, lane position, and vehicle speed. Some drivers do not always pay attention to what is going on around them. It is important that other road users know you are there. Use headlights. Besides helping you to see at night, headlights help other people see you. Turn on your headlights whenever you have trouble seeing others. On rainy, snowy, or foggy days, it can be difficult for other drivers to see your vehicle. In these conditions, headlights make your vehicle easier to see. Remember, if you turn on your wipers, turn on your headlights. Turn on your headlights when it begins to get dark. Even if you turn them on a little early, you will help other drivers see you. Whenever driving and lights are necessary, use your headlights. Parking lights are for parked vehicles only. When driving away from a rising or setting sun, turn on your headlights. Drivers coming toward you may have trouble seeing your vehicle. If you stop along the road at night, turn on your emergency flashers and leave your low beams on. Use your horn. People cannot see you unless they are looking your way. Your horn can get their attention. Use it whenever it will help prevent a collision. If there is no immediate danger, a light tap on the horn should be all you need. Give your horn a light tap. When a person on foot or on a bike appears to be moving into your lane of travel. When you are passing a driver who starts to turn into your lane. When a driver is not paying attention or may have trouble seeing you. When coming to a place where you cannot see what is ahead, like a steep hill, a sharp curve, or exiting a narrow alley. If there is danger, do not be afraid to sound a sharp blast in your horn. Do this. When a child or older person is about to walk, run, or ride into the street. When another vehicle is in danger of hitting you. When you have lost control of your vehicle and are moving toward someone. When not to use your horn, there are several occasions when you should not use your horn. They include encouraging someone to drive faster or get out of the way. Letting other drivers know of an error. Greeting a friend. Around blind pedestrians. Passing bicyclists. When approaching horses. Use emergency signals. If your vehicle breaks down on a highway, make sure that other drivers can see it. All too often collisions occur because a driver did not see a stalled vehicle until it was too late to stop. If available, Use your two-way radio or cellular phone to notify authorities that your vehicle or someone else's vehicle has broken down. Many roadways have signs that tell you the CB channel or telephone number to call in an emergency. If you are having vehicle trouble and have to stop, get your vehicle off the road and away from traffic, if possible. Turn on your emergency flashers to show you are having trouble. At night, leave your headlights on. Try to stop where other drivers have a clear view of your vehicle. If you cannot get your vehicle off the roadway, do not stop just over a hill or just around a curve. Try to warn other road users that your vehicle is there. Place emergency flares 200 to 300 feet behind the vehicle. This allows other drivers to change lanes if necessary. If you do not have emergency flares or other warning devices, stand by the side of the road where you are safe from traffic and wave traffic around your vehicle. Never stand in the roadway. Do not try to change a tire if it means you have to be in a traffic lane. Lift the hood or tie a white cloth to the antenna, side mirror, or door handle to signal an emergency. Stay out of the blind spot. Drive your vehicle where others can see you. Do not drive in another vehicle's blind spot. Avoid driving on either side of another vehicle and do not tailgate. You will be in the driver's blind spot. Speed up or drop back so the other driver can see your vehicle more easily. When passing another vehicle, get through the other driver's blind spot as quickly as you can. The longer you stay there, the longer you are in danger of that vehicle turning into you. Never stay beside a large vehicle such as a truck or bus. These vehicles have large blind spots. Letting others know what you are doing. Generally, other drivers expect you to keep doing what you are doing. You must warn them when you are going to change direction or slow down. This will alert other drivers of your intentions and give them time to react, if needed. Signal when you change direction. Signaling gives other drivers time to react to your moves. Use your turn signals before you change lanes, turn right or left, merge into traffic, or park. Get into the habit of signaling every time you change direction. Signal even when you do not see anyone else around. It is easy to miss someone who needs to know what you are doing. Signal at least 100 feet before you make your move. If another vehicle is about to enter the street between you and where you plan to turn, wait until you have passed it to signal your turn. If you signal earlier, the other driver may think you plan to turn where they are and they might pull into your path. After you have made a turn or lane change, make sure your turn signal is off. After small turns, the signal may not turn off. If the signal did not turn off automatically after you completed your turn, turn it off manually. If you do not, others might think you plan to turn again. Use hand signals when other drivers cannot see signal lights. Signal when you slow down. Your brake lights let people know that you are slowing down. Always slow down as early as it is safe to do so. If you are going to stop or slow down at a place where another driver does not expect it, tap your brake pedal 3 or 4 times quickly to let those behind you know you are about to slow down. Signal when you slow down. To turn off a roadway which does not have separate turn or exit lanes. To park or turn just before an intersection. Following traffic expects you to continue to the intersection. To avoid something in the road, stop traffic, or slowing vehicles that a driver behind you cannot see. Adjusting to road conditions. The faster your vehicle is going, the more distance it will take to turn, slow, or stop. For example, at 60 miles per hour it may take you 3 times as far to stop as it takes to stop at 30 miles per hour. Driving safely means obeying speed limits and adjusting for road and traffic conditions. There are various road conditions when you must slow down to be safe. For example, you must slow down before a sharp curve, when the roadway is slippery, or when there is standing water on the road. The only contact your vehicle has with the road is through the tires. The quality of the tires' traction with the road depends on the type and condition of the tires and road surface. Many drivers do not pay enough attention to the condition of their tires or to the condition of the roadway. It is important that your tires are in good condition and has enough air. See the vehicle owner's manual for correct tire pressure. You do not have as much traction on gravel or dirt roads as you do on concrete or asphalt roads. When driving on gravel or dirt, you must slow down. It will take you much longer to stop and it is much easier to skid when turning. Curves. A vehicle can travel much faster in a straight line than it can in a curve. It is easy to go too fast in a curve. If you go too fast, The tires will not be able to grip the road and the vehicle will skid. Always slow down before you enter a curve so you do not have to brake in the curve. Braking in a curve can cause the vehicle to skid. Slippery roads. Slow down at the first sign of rain, snow, or sleet. These weather conditions create additional hazards and risks on the roadway. When the road is slippery, the vehicle's tires do not grip as well as they do on a dry road. On a wet road, you should reduce your speed about 10 miles per hour. On packed snow, you should cut your speed in half. Use snow tires or chains when the road has snow on it and any time it is required on posted signs. On ice, you must slow to a crawl. It is very dangerous to drive on ice. If possible, do not drive when the roads are icy. In Washington, studded tires are legal during winter months. Tires that have retractable studs may be used year-round, but the studs can only be used between November 1 and March 31. Must retract to below the wear bar of the tire when disengaged. Some road surfaces are slippery at certain times or places. Here are some clues to help you spot slippery roads. On cold, wet days, shady spots can be icy. These areas freeze first and dry out last. Overpasses and other types of bridges can have icy spots. The pavement on bridges can be icy even when other pavement is not. This is because bridges do not have earth underneath them to help insulate against the cold. When the temperature nears the freezing point, ice can become wet. This makes it more slippery than at temperatures well below freezing. If it starts to rain on a hot day, pavement can be very slippery for the first few minutes. Heat causes the oil in the asphalt to come to the surface. The road is more slippery until the oil washes away. Water on the roadway. When it is raining or the road is wet, most tires have good traction up to about 35 miles per hour. However, as you go faster, your tires will start to ride up on the water, like water skis. This is called hydroplaning. In a heavy rain, your tires can lose all traction with the road at about 50 miles per hour. Bald or badly worn tires will lose traction at much lower speeds. The best way to keep from hydroplaning is to slow down when the road is wet. If it feels like your tires have lost traction with the surface of the road, you should ease your foot off the gas pedal. Keep the steering wheel straight. Only try to turn if it is an emergency. If you must turn, do it slowly or you will cause your vehicle to skid. Do not try to stop or turn until your tires are gripping the road again. Adjusting to traffic. Collisions involving two or more vehicles often happen when drivers go faster or slower than other vehicles on the road. Depending on the conditions of the roadway, reduce risk and avoid hazards by creating time and space around your vehicle by controlling your speed, adjusting lane position, and using best possible communication options such as turn signals, headlights, or hand signals, if necessary. Keep pace with traffic. If you are going faster than traffic, you will have to keep passing others. The vehicle you are passing may change lanes suddenly, or on a two-lane road, an oncoming vehicle may appear suddenly. Slow down and keep pace with other traffic. Going much slower than other vehicles can be as hazardous as speeding. It tends to make vehicles bunch up behind you and causes the other traffic to pass you. Either drive faster or consider using another road with slower speeds. If you are driving a slow-moving vehicle on a two-lane road where it is unsafe to pass, and five or more vehicles are in a line behind you, you must pull over and stop when safe to let them pass. Entering into traffic. When you merge with traffic, signal, and enter at the same speed that traffic is moving. High-speed roadways generally have ramps to give you time to build up your speed for merging into traffic. Do not drive to the end of the ramp and stop or you will not have enough room to get up to the speed of traffic. Additionally, drivers behind you will not expect you to stop and you may be hit from the rear. If you have to wait for space to enter a roadway, slow down on the ramp so you have some room to speed up before you have to merge. Leaving traffic. Keep up with the speed of traffic as long as you are on the main road. If the road you are traveling has exit ramps, do not slow down until you move onto the exit ramp. When you turn from a high-speed, two-lane roadway, try not to slow down too early if you have traffic following you. Tap your brakes and reduce your speed quickly but safely. Slow-moving traffic. Some vehicles cannot travel very fast or have trouble keeping up with the speed of traffic. If you spot these vehicles early, you have time to change lanes or slow down safely. Slowing suddenly can cause a collision. Watch for large trucks and small underpowered cars on steep grades or entering traffic. They can lose speed on long or steep hills and it takes longer for them to get up to. speed when they enter traffic. Farm tractors, animal-drawn vehicles, and roadway maintenance vehicles usually go 25 miles per hour or less. These vehicles should have a slow-moving vehicle decal, an orange triangle, on the back. Trouble spots. Wherever people or traffic gathers, room to maneuver is limited. Here are some of the places where you may need to slow down. Shopping centers, parking lots, and downtown areas. These are busy areas with vehicles and people stopping, starting, and moving in different directions. Rush hours. Heavier commute times often have heavy traffic. And drivers that always seem to be in a hurry. Narrow bridges and tunnels. Vehicles approaching each other are closer together. Toll plazas. Vehicles are changing lanes and preparing to stop, then speed up again when leaving the plaza. The number of lanes could change both before and after the plaza. Schools, playgrounds, parks, and residential streets. These areas often have children present. Always be alert for children crossing the street, running, or riding into the street without looking. Railroad crossings. Always treat railroad crossings with caution. Trains often can't be heard as they approach. Never go around activated crossing arms, even if you've seen a train pass in one direction, and never try to outrun an oncoming train. They are heavy and can't stop as quickly as vehicles can. Work zones. Slow down and pay attention to orange warning signs. Expect slowdowns or stop traffic and obey directions from flaggers. Most work zone crashes are due to speeding, following too closely or distracted driving. Traffic fines are double in the work zones and recklessly endangering workers. Other motorists or property in a work zone could lead to a 60-day license suspension. How well can you see? If something is in your path and you need to stop, you need to see it in time to be able to stop. It takes much longer and further to stop than many people think. If you have good tires and brakes and dry pavement, at 50 miles per hour, it can take about 400 feet to react to something you see and bring your vehicle to a stop. That is about the length of a city block. At 30 miles per hour, it can take about 200 feet to react and stop. That is almost half a city block in length. If you cannot see 400 feet ahead, it means you may not be driving safely at 50 miles per hour. If you cannot see 200 feet ahead, you may not be driving safely at 30 miles per hour. By the time you see an object in your path, it may be too late to stop without hitting it. Here are some things that limit how well you can see and tips you can follow to be a safer driver. Darkness. It is harder to see at night. You must be closer to an object to see it at night than during the day. You must be able to stop within the distance you can see ahead with your headlights. Your headlights will let you see about 400 feet ahead. You should drive at a speed that allows you to stop within this distance or about 50 miles per hour. Rain, fog, or snow. In a very heavy rain, snowstorm, or thick fog, you may not be able to see much more than 200 feet ahead. When you cannot see any farther than that, you cannot safely drive faster than 30 miles per hour. In a very heavy downpour, you may not be able to see well enough to drive. If this happens, pull off the road in a safe place and wait until it clears. Hills and curves. You may not know what is on the other side of a hill or just around a curve, even if you have driven on the road many times. If a vehicle stalls on the road just over a hill or around a curve, you must be able to stop. Whenever you come to a hill or curve, where you cannot see over or around, adjust your speed so you can stop if necessary. Parked vehicles. Vehicles parked along the side of the road may block your view. People may be ready to get out of a vehicle or walk out from between parked vehicles. Give parked vehicles as much room as you can. Sight distance rule. Drive at a speed where you can always safely stop. To tell if you are driving too fast for conditions, use the 4-second sight distance rule. Pick out a stationary object as far ahead as you can clearly see, such as a sign or a telephone pole. Start counting. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000. If you reach the object before you finish saying 4-1000, you need to slow down. You are going too fast for your sight distance. The 4-second sight distance rule allows you to cope with a countless number of dangerous moments drivers operate in and out of on a continual basis. You should also use the 4-second sight distance rule at night to make sure you are not over-driving your headlights. Speed limits. You must comply with speed limits. They are based in the design of the road and the types of vehicles that use them. They take into account things you cannot see, such as side roads and driveways where people may pull out suddenly, and the amount of traffic that uses the road. Remember, Posted speed limits are for ideal conditions. If the road is wet or icy, if you cannot see well, or if traffic is heavy, then you must slow down. Even if you are driving under the posted speed limit, you can get a ticket for traveling too fast under these conditions. Keep right except to pass. On roadways with multiple lanes going in the same direction, the law requires you to keep right except to pass. Traveling in the far left lane when you're not passing is dangerous. It frustrates other drivers and may contribute to road rage and aggressive driving behavior. Sharing space. You must always share the road with others. The more distance you keep between yourself and everyone else, the more time you have to react in an emergency. This space is like a safety cushion. The more you have, the safer it can be. This section describes how to make sure you have enough space around you when you drive. Space ahead. Rear-end collisions are very common. If you follow too closely and the vehicle in front of you slows or stops suddenly, you may not have enough time to avoid a collision. If you are driving at 30 miles per hour or less, a following time of 2 to 3 seconds may be enough to stop safely. However, at higher speeds, the best rule to use is the 4-second rule. Maintaining a following time of 4 seconds improves your line of sight, allows more time to avoid hazards or risks, and gives an idea of path of travel problems that may arise from other vehicles, weather conditions, or unforeseen emergencies or situations. Watch when the rear of the vehicle ahead passes a sign, pole, or any other stationary point. Count the seconds it takes you to reach the same spot. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000. You are following too closely if you pass the mark before you finish counting. If so, drop back and then count again at another spot to check the new following distance. Repeat until you are following no closer than 4 seconds. There are situations where you need more space in front of your vehicle. In the following situations, you may need a longer following distance to be safe. On slippery roads, because you need more distance to stop your vehicle on slippery roads, you must leave more space in front of you. If the vehicle ahead suddenly stops, you will need the extra distance to stop safely. When the driver behind you wants to pass, slow down to allow room in front of your vehicle. Slowing will allow the pass to be completed sooner. When following motorcyclists or bicyclists, if the motorcycle or bicycle rider should fall, you need extra distance to avoid the rider. The chances of a fall are greatest on wet or icy roads, gravel roads, or metal surfaces such as bridges, gratings, or streetcar or railroad tracks. When following drivers who cannot see you, the drivers of trucks, buses, vans, or vehicles pulling campers or trailers may not be able to see you when you are directly behind them. They could stop suddenly without knowing you are there. Large vehicles also block your view of the road ahead. Falling back allows you more room to see ahead. When you have a heavy load or are pulling a trailer, the extra weight increases your stopping distance. When it is hard for you to see, ahead because of darkness, bad weather, or large vehicles, you need to increase your following distance. When being followed closely, you should try to allow extra room. You will then be able to stop without being hit from behind. When following emergency vehicles, police vehicles, ambulances, and fire trucks need additional room to operate. Do not follow closer than 500 feet to a fire truck. When approaching railroad crossings, leave extra room behind vehicles required to stop at railroad crossings, including transit buses, school buses, or vehicles carrying hazardous materials. When stopped on a hill or incline, leave extra space when stopped on a hill or incline. The vehicle ahead may roll back when it starts up. Space behind. To maintain a safe distance behind your vehicle, be aware of the vehicle behind you, if it is following closer than 4 seconds, and whether or not the vehicle is closing in. Additionally, keep a steady speed, and signal in advance of turning. Stopping to pick up or let off passengers, find a safe place, out of traffic, to stop. Parallel parking. If you want to parallel park and there is traffic behind you, put on your turn signal, pull next to the space, and allow following vehicles to pass before you park. Driving slowly. When you have to drive so slowly that you slow down other vehicles, pull to the side of the road when safe to do so and let them pass. There are turnout areas. On some two-lane roads you can use. Other two-lane roads sometimes have passing lanes. Being tailgated. If you are being followed too closely and there is a right lane, move over to the right. If there is no right lane, Wait until the road ahead is clear, then reduce speed slowly. This will encourage the tailgater to drive around you. Never slow down quickly to discourage a tailgater. Doing that increases your risk of a collision from behind. Space to the side. You need space on both sides of your vehicle to have room to turn or change lanes. Be ready to adjust your speed and position, if necessary. Avoid driving next to other vehicles, especially large trucks, on multi-lane roads. Someone may crowd your lane or try to change lanes and pull into you. Move ahead, drop back behind the other vehicle, or change lanes. Always check your blind spot when changing lanes. A vehicle occupying your blind spot creates risk. If road or traffic conditions on one side of your vehicle changes, check the opposite side in case you need to respond quickly to a new hazard or risk. Keep as much space as you can between yourself and oncoming vehicles. On a two-lane road, this means not crowding the centerline. Generally, it is safest to drive in the center of your lane. Make room for vehicles entering a roadway that has two or more lanes. If there is no one next to you, move over a lane. Keep extra space between your vehicle and parked cars. Someone could step out from a parked vehicle, from between vehicles, or a parked vehicle could pull out. Use caution when approaching a stopped tow truck or roadside assistance, emergency, or police vehicle that is using flashing lights or sirens. On highways with at least four lanes, two of which are for traffic moving in one direction, change lanes or move away from the stopped vehicle, if it is safe to do so. On highways with less than four lanes, slow down, and pass to the left, if it is safe to do so. To reduce risk, choose a lane with the most open space to the left and right of your vehicle. Give extra space to pedestrians or bicyclists, especially children. They can move into your path quickly and without warning. Do not share a lane with a pedestrian or bicyclist. Wait until it is safe to pass in the adjoining lane. Split the difference between two hazards. For example, steer a middle course between oncoming and parked vehicles. However, if one is more dangerous than the other, leave a little more space on the dangerous side. For example, if the oncoming vehicle is a tractor trailer, leave a little more room on the side that the truck will pass. When possible, take potential hazards one at a time. For example, if you are overtaking a bicycle and an oncoming vehicle is approaching, slow down and let the vehicle pass first so that you can give extra room to the bicycle rider. Space to merge. Anytime you want to merge with other traffic, you need a gap of about 4 seconds. If you move into the middle of a 4-second gap, both you and the vehicle behind you have a 2-second following distance. You need a 4-second gap whenever you change lanes, enter a roadway, or when your lane merges with another travel lane. Do not try to merge into a small gap. A small gap can quickly become smaller and dangerous due to the lack of space if the driver in front needs to stop or slow down. If you want to move over several lanes, take them one at a time. Like going up or down stairs one step at a time, it is safest and easiest to merge one lane at a time. When other traffic is trying to merge into your lane, move to another lane to give them space when it is safe. Space to cross or enter. When you cross traffic, you need a large enough gap to get all the way across the road. When you enter traffic, you need enough space to first turn and then to get up to speed. When you cross traffic, you need room to get all the way across. Stopping halfway across is only safe when there is a median divider large enough for your vehicle. Do not stop in a divider where part of your vehicle is sticking into traffic. If you are turning left, make sure there are no vehicles, bicyclists, or pedestrians blocking your path. You do not want to be waiting for a path to clear while stuck across a lane that has vehicles coming toward you. Even if you have a green light, do not start across an intersection if there are vehicles blocking your way. If caught in the intersection when the light changes to red, you will block traffic. You can get a ticket for blocking an intersection. Never assume another driver will share space with you or give you space. For example, do not turn just because an approaching vehicle has a turn signal on. The driver may plan to turn after they pass your vehicle or may have forgotten to turn the signal off from a prior turn. This is particularly true of motorcycles because their signals often do not cancel by themselves. Wait until the other driver actually starts to turn, then proceed. When you cross railroad tracks, ensure you can cross without stopping on the tracks. Space to pass. Whenever signs or road markings permit you to pass, you will have to judge whether you have enough room to pass safely. Do not count on having enough time to pass several vehicles at once. Be safe. Generally, only pass one vehicle at a time. Oncoming vehicles, at a speed of 55 miles per hour, you need about 10 seconds to pass another vehicle. That means you need a 10-second gap in oncoming traffic and sight distance to pass. You must judge whether you will have enough space to pass safely. When passing another vehicle on a two-lane roadway, you must return to the right side of the roadway. When there is enough room between you and the vehicle you have passed. At 55 miles per hour, you and an oncoming vehicle will travel over 800 feet in 10 seconds. That means you need over 1,600 feet or about one-third of a mile to pass safely. It is hard to judge the speed of oncoming vehicles at this distance. They do not seem to be coming as fast as they really are. A vehicle that is far away generally appears to be standing still. In fact, if you can actually see that it is coming closer, it may be too close for you to pass. If you are in doubt, wait to pass until you are sure that there is enough space. Hills and curves, you have to be able to see at least one-third of a mile or about 15 seconds ahead. Assume there is an oncoming vehicle out of sight if your view is blocked by a curve or a hill in the roadway. Do not start to pass if you are within one-third of a mile of a hill or curve. Intersections, it is dangerous to pass where a vehicle is likely to enter or cross the road. Such places include intersections, railroad crossings, and shopping center entrances. While passing, your view of people, vehicles, or trains can be blocked by the vehicle you are passing. Drivers turning right into the approaching lane will not expect to find you approaching in their lane. They may not even look your way before turning. Large trucks, buses, and vehicles pulling trailers swing wide and sometimes must cross the centerline to make turns. Do not crowd the intersection or attempt to pass these vehicles, especially on the right side. Lane restrictions. Before you pass, look ahead for road conditions and traffic that may cause other vehicles to move into your lane. You might lose your space for passing because of people walking or bicycling on the road or shoulder, a narrow bridge or other situation that causes reduced lane width. Ice, a pothole, or something on the road. Space to return. Do not pass unless you have enough space to return to the driving lane. Do not count on other drivers to make room for you. Railroad grade crossing. Do not pass if there is a railroad grade crossing ahead. When you return to the driving lane, be sure to leave enough room between you and the vehicle you have passed. When you can see both headlights of the vehicle you just passed in your rearview mirror, it is safe to return to the driving lane. Space for bicyclists. The safety of bicyclists on the road is a responsibility shared by both motorists and bicyclists. All bicyclists have the same rights, duties, and responsibilities of a motor vehicle driver. Motorists and riders who do not obey traffic laws can be ticketed. Sharing the road with bicyclists, every year, over 38,000 bicyclists are killed or injured in the United States. It is essential that motorists understand their responsibility to do their part for safety on the road. A driver who seriously injures or kills a vulnerable road user, pedestrian or bicyclist, may be subject to civil as well as criminal penalties. Drivers must stop for bicyclists crossing in a painted or unpainted crosswalk when the bicyclist is within one lane of their half of the roadway. See diagram under right-of-way. Drivers crossing a sidewalk must yield to bicyclists on the sidewalk. Bicyclists riding on a sidewalk or in a crosswalk have the same rights and duties as a pedestrian. Bicycle lanes are marked with solid white lines. Drivers must yield to bicyclists in a bicycle lane. Do not drive in a bicycle lane except when making a turn or when you need to cross the bicycle lane to park near the curb. Never park in a bicycle lane. At intersections, drivers must yield to bicycle riders, the same as you would for any motorist. Allow at least 3 feet of space between any portion of the vehicle and the bicycle when overtaking or passing a bicyclist. Pass to the left of a pedestrian or bicyclist that is on the right-hand shoulder or bicycle lane at a distance that will clearly avoid coming into contact with them until you are safely clear of the bicyclist. Do not return to the right side of the road. Do not drive on the left side of the roadway when you see an approaching pedestrian or bicyclist if the width or condition of the roadway, shoulder, or bicycle lane makes it unsafe. If parked at a curb, look before you open any door in the path of a car, bicyclist, or pedestrian. Drivers must take responsibility for knowing the laws that apply to bicyclists and for operating their vehicles safely. In addition to state law, the following safety tips will help motorists prevent injuries and collisions with bicyclists. Look for bicyclists. Scan intersections before entering or turning and yield to bicyclists when necessary. When changing lanes, making turns, or when backing, motorists need to check carefully for bicyclists out of their normal range of view. Use the Dutch reach, see above under parking, to position yourself to look back before opening the door. Create a safety buffer with space. Do not attempt to share a lane with the bicyclist. Follow the bicyclist and wait for a safe opportunity to pass. If there is more than one lane for traffic proceeding in the same direction, move the vehicle to the lane to the immediate left, if the lane is available and moving into the lane is reasonably safe. The higher the speed limit, the more important this additional space is. When calculating passing space, remember to think about projecting mirrors, loads, and other potential hazards that are part of your overall vehicle space. Create a safety buffer with time. Recognize that a bicyclist may be traveling faster or slower than you estimate, or may need to change position in the lane to avoid a hazard you can't see. By leaving extra space, you also create time in which you can react safely and avoid seriously injuring or killing someone. Think before you pass. If you are about to make a right turn, do not pass a bicyclist immediately before the turn. Slow down and let the bicyclist clear the intersection before making your turn rather than cutting in front of the rider. Be careful after you have passed a bicyclist. Do not slow down or stop quickly. A motor vehicle's brakes are more powerful than a bicycle's, and if you stop suddenly, you could cause a crash. Bicyclist responsibilities. A bicycle is defined in Washington as every device propelled solely by human power upon which a person or persons may ride, having two tandem wheels, either of which is 16 inches or more in diameter, or three wheels, any of which is more than 20 inches in diameter. State bicycle laws also apply to people riding an electric-assisted bicycle. Electric-assisted bicycles are defined as bicycles that can be operated with pedals, but also have an electric motor capable of propelling the bike not more than 20 miles per hour on level ground. It is essential that bicyclists understand their responsibilities to do their part for safety on the road. Bicyclists may use the shoulders of freeways and other highways, except where signs say it is illegal. Bicyclists must use hand signals before turning. Bicycles can only be used to carry the number of people for which it is designed. Bicyclists operating on a roadway at a rate of speed less than the normal flow of traffic must ride as near to the right of the roadway as is safe. Lane positioning for safety is in the rider's judgment, and a bicyclist may legally use the full lane. Riders may move left before and during turns, or when passing another bicyclist or vehicle. Riders on a one-way road, other than a freeway, may ride as near to the left side of the road as is safe. When riding on a two-lane road where it is unsafe to pass, and five or more vehicles are in a line behind you, bicyclists must pull over and stop when, in the rider's judgment, it is safe to let vehicles pass. Bicyclists have the choice to ride on the roadway, on the shoulder of a road, in a bicycle lane, or on a sidewalk where it is legal to do so. Bicyclists must yield to pedestrians on sidewalks or in crosswalks. Use an audible signal to warn pedestrians before passing. Local agencies may prohibit bicycling on some sections of sidewalks. Bicyclists must not hold onto or be pulled by any other vehicle. Bicyclists may ride in groups on designated bicycle paths and lanes. On public roads, they may ride either single file or in pairs. Bicyclists cannot carry packages unless the rider can keep at least one hand on the handlebars at all times. When riding at night, the bicycle must have a steady white headlight visible for 500 feet and a red reflector visible for 600 feet to the rear. A flashing taillight or a steady red taillight may be used in addition to the red reflector. Every bicycle must be equipped with a brake that makes the wheels skid on dry, level, clean pavement. In addition to state law, the following safety tips will help motorists and cyclists prevent injuries and collisions. Teach your children. Parents are responsible for teaching their children about traffic and bicycle safety. Children have trouble judging the speed and distance of moving cars, and they lack a sense of danger. Remind them how important it is to always look out for themselves and their own safety. Teach them to always be aware of their surroundings. Make sure your bike is safe. Pedals, seat, handlebars, tires, and brakes should be in good condition and work properly. Your bike should be the right size for you. Bike shops can help make sure your bike fits you and is safe. Obey all traffic laws. Traffic law violations cause most bicycle, motorist collisions. By following traffic laws, Bicyclists help tell drivers where they are going and when. Drivers should take responsibility for knowing the laws that apply to bicyclists. Wear a bicycle helmet. CPSC, SNELL, or ATSM-approved helmets are recommended for all riders. Some cities and counties in Washington have a local ordinance mandating helmet use. In some locations, this applies only to children. In other places, it also applies to adults. Helmets can only do their job if they fit and are properly adjusted. If you can push your helmet off your head without unbuckling it, adjust it. Always get a new helmet if yours has been in a crash. Enhance your visibility. Make eye contact with drivers at intersections. If you have a helmet-mounted light, you can use it to attract a driver's attention at night by moving your head. Consider applying reflective tape to your helmet and bike. Wearing reflective strips at your knees and ankles provides additional nighttime visibility for drivers. Ride predictably and defensively. Avoid weaving in and out of the parking lane. Leave about 3 feet between yourself and parked cars so that an open door will not block your path. Scan the road for hazards. Watch out for wet or icy surfaces, low-light areas, slotted storm drains, potholes, pavement cracks running parallel to your lane of travel, and train tracks. Ride at speeds appropriate for conditions and allow for additional braking time needed in wet or icy conditions. Always yield to pedestrians and vehicle traffic before entering or crossing a roadway. Be responsible for yourself. When riding in a group, watch out for yourself instead of simply following the rider in front of you. Never ride against traffic. Motorists do not look for, or expect, bicyclists riding on the wrong side of the roadway. Ride in a straight line. Whenever possible, ride in a straight line and to the right of traffic, but about the width of a car door away from parked cars. Do not pass on the right. Do not pass on the right side of vehicles in traffic at intersections. Motorists turning right may not look for, or see, a bicycle passing on the right. Watch for cars pulling out. Even though you look a driver in the eye, the driver might not see you and may pull out in front of you. Turning. When turning left, a bicyclist can turn from the left lane or the left turn lane, or the rider can stay in the right lane, cross the street, and stop at the right corner, then proceed in the new direction of travel with traffic or when the light turns green. Scan the road behind you. Even if you use rear view mirrors, learn to ride and look back over your shoulder without losing your balance or swerving. Keep both hands ready to brake. To stop in time, you will need both hands. Allow extra distance for stopping in the rain or on a wet road. Your brakes may not work properly when wet, and tires skid more easily. Watch for dogs. The spinning of your wheels and feet attracts dogs. If a dog starts to chase you, ignore it or, using a firm, loud voice, yell no. If the dog does not stop, get off your bike and put it between you and the dog. Sharing the road with motorcycles. At times, the experience of having a mix of cars, trucks, motorcycles, bicyclists, and pedestrians using the roadway complicates driving and increases hazards for everyone. The keys to minimizing those hazards are courtesy, respect for the rights of others, and a heightened awareness of potential problems. Caution and awareness on your part may save others from serious injury or death. Motorcyclist responsibilities. Motorcycle riders have the same rights and responsibilities as other highway users, and they must obey the same traffic laws. Motorcycles are smaller and harder to see than cars. They are easily hidden in a car's blind spot. Because it may be hard to judge the distance to motorcyclists, or to tell how fast they are moving, be alert to their presence and be extra cautious. Approximately one half of all motorcycle crashes involve another motor vehicle. So it is important to practice safe driving in order to help avoid collisions. Here are situations that call for special attention when motorcyclists are around. Left turns. Cars turning left in front of an oncoming motorcyclist may cause serious car, motorcycle crashes. Drivers may fail to see a motorcycle rider in the traffic scene, or a driver may fail to judge the speed of an oncoming motorcycle. As a driver, look left, look right, and then look left again. Look twice. Make sure you see the motorcyclist and know their speed before you make a left turn. Turn signals. Most motorcycles do not have turn signals that turn off automatically. At times, motorcycle riders may forget to switch the signal off. Before you make a turn in front of a motorcycle with a signal FL, be sure the motorcycle is turning and not continuing straight into your path. Lanes. Motorcyclists are entitled to the same full lane width as all other vehicles. Good motorcycle riders are constantly changing positions within the lane so they can see and be seen, and to avoid objects in the road. Never move into the same lane alongside a motorcyclist, even if the lane is wide and the motorcyclist is riding far to one side. Bad weather. Weather conditions and slippery surfaces can be serious problems for motorcyclists. Allow even more following room when it is raining or the road surface is slick. Road surface. Bumpy road surfaces and irregularities that do not affect other vehicles can create problems for motorcyclists. Gravel, debris, pavement seams, small animals, potholes, and even manhole covers may force a motorcyclist to change speed or lane position. Visibility. Always make a visual check for motorcyclists by checking mirrors and blind spots before entering or leaving a lane of traffic or an intersection. Motorcyclists are often hidden in a vehicle's blind spot or missed in a quick look due to their smaller size. Always use turn signals and brake lights to signal your intentions for turning, changing lanes, merging, slowing and stopping. This allows the motorcyclist to anticipate traffic flow and adjust to a safe lane position. Allow more than 4 seconds following distance between your vehicle and the motorcycle. This allows you and the motorcyclist enough time to maneuver or stop in an emergency. Passing. Motorcyclists may overtake and pass a pedestrian or bicyclist that is occupying the same lane, provided that the motorcyclist passes to the left with at least 3 feet of clear passing distance to clearly avoid coming into contact with the pedestrian or bicyclist and does not return to the right side of the roadway until safely clear of the overtaken pedestrian or bicyclist. Large vehicles. Safely sharing the road with large trucks and buses requires knowledge of their special limitations. Generally speaking, the bigger they are, the bigger their blind spots, the more room they need to turn or change lanes, the longer it takes them to stop, the longer it takes them to pass, the more likely you're going to be the loser in a collision. When you are near large vehicles on the road, pay special attention to the following. Snowplows. Use extra caution when you encounter snow removal equipment. Snowplow blades force snow up and off the road, potentially causing blizzard-like conditions and reduced visibility for drivers following too closely. Blind spots. Stay out of blind spots. If you are following a large vehicle and you cannot see the driver's mirrors, then the driver cannot see you either. There are blind spots behind and on each side of large vehicles. Avoid driving alongside large vehicles for prolonged periods. Visibility. Large vehicles can block your vision of the road ahead. When following large vehicles, adjust your following distance so you can see most of the roadway ahead. Speeding up and stopping. Large vehicles cannot gain speed or stop as quickly as smaller vehicles can. For example, it takes a loaded truck with properly adjusted brakes 450 feet to come to a complete stop when traveling 55 miles per hour on a dry road. Allow extra space for large vehicles to speed up or stop. The operators of these vehicles adjust the space between their vehicles and the vehicles ahead to allow for a safe following distance. When passing them, be sure to allow for this increased safety zone when returning to your lane of travel. Turning space. When making sharp turns, large vehicles sometimes require more than one lane to complete the turn. Be sure to allow enough room for these vehicles to safely complete their turns. When turning right, these drivers may angle into the left lane so they can make the right turn without running over the curb or hitting something. Do not try to squeeze by on the right side when a large vehicle is making a turn. This is a frequent cause of collisions involving large vehicles. Hazardous materials. Avoid driving near vehicles carrying hazardous materials. These vehicles will be placarded to identify what they are carrying. All vehicles carrying hazardous materials must stop at all railroad crossings, so be prepared to stop if you are following one. Long, steep grades. When traveling up or down steep grades, large vehicles travel slowly. On four-lane roads, they will use the right lane. Be prepared to encounter slow vehicles in the right lane, and do not park in or near escape or runaway ramps. These ramps should only be used to stop vehicles whose brakes have failed. Space for special situations. There are certain drivers and other road users you should give extra room. Some are listed here. Work zones and emergency work crews with flashing lights. Crews in work zones require extra caution as travelers pass by. Motorists must obey all directions and reduce speeds in any marked work zone, for the safety of crews and everyone on the roadway. Traffic fines can double in a work zone area. Those who cannot see you. Anyone who cannot see you may enter your path without knowing you are there. Those who could have trouble seeing you include drivers at intersections or driveways whose view is blocked by buildings, trees, or other vehicles. Drivers backing into the roadway, or backing into or out of parking spaces. Drivers whose windows are covered with snow or ice or are steamed up. Pedestrians with umbrellas in front of their faces or with their hats pulled down. Pedestrians who are walking in the same direction as traffic flow. Since they have their back to you, they cannot see you. Pedestrians or bicyclists crossing the street where another driver has stopped. Bicyclists riding behind others. People who are distracted, even when others can see you, allow extra room and be extra cautious if you think they may be distracted. People who may be distracted include delivery persons, construction workers, children, drivers who are not paying attention to their driving, pedestrians using electronic devices, people who may be confused, people who are confused, and or your response to them may cause an unsafe situation. These people may include tourists or others who do not seem to know where they are going. Drivers, motorcyclists, or bicyclists slowing for no apparent reason. Remember that they may be able to see something you can't see from your lane position. Drivers, motorcyclists, or bicyclists looking for street signs or house numbers. Drivers in trouble. If another driver makes a mistake in passing you, do not make it worse. Slow down and let them return to the drive lane safely. If another driver needs to suddenly change lanes, slow down and let them merge. These actions will keep traffic moving smoothly and safely. Avoiding runoff the road collisions. Nearly 44% of all fatal collisions involve a vehicle that left the roadway. The most common contributing factors in fatal or serious injury runoff the road collisions were speeding, impairment from drugs or alcohol, inattention or distracted driving, crossing the centerline and falling asleep or fatigue. Speeding and impairment remain the most frequent contributors in runoff-the-road collisions, even though their numbers are declining. Speeding was involved in more than half of runoff-the-road fatalities and in just under half of serious injuries reported. Impairment contributed to more than half of runoff-the-road fatalities and a portion of serious injuries. Impairment is underreported in serious injury collisions, compared to fatalities where impairment is confirmed by toxicology. Over 90% of fatal and serious injury runoff-the-road collisions involve only one vehicle. Once a vehicle left the roadway, the most common occurrences in fatal and serious injury collisions were overturn, hit tree, ran into ditch, hit utility pole, ran over embankment, hit earth bank, hit guardrail, hit fence or hit parked car. You can reduce the likelihood of a runoff-the-road collision by following the speed limit, avoiding distractions, and not driving when you're impaired or fatigued.